Okay, as you may remember, last time we talked about the first part of the introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. You know, we talked about what is devotion. That is, if you put it really simply, devotion is strong charity. And then we also mentioned that devotion is joyful. You know, even though people who have no devotion, their love is weak, they may see discipline, mortification, sacrifice as something gloomy and dark. But if a person has strong love, it's like somebody has the capacity to do exercise, those things will be really delights. You know, so devotion is like sugar that makes things that the people in the world are afraid of, something that is sweet for us Christians. And then we're talking about also devotion is universal. God called everyone to be holy, everyone to have devotion. And so devotion should be suitable to our own vocation. When our devotion is genuine, it helps to enhance our profession and vocation. And then we're also talking about in the first part, St. Francis talking about to start that journey of devotion, we need to be purified. Purified first of mortal sin by confession, but also the affection to sin. By meditation, we can have a deep contrition that we can get rid of any sin that might be deliberate, any delight of sin. And then we also have to go further to overcome our own imperfection. The thing that, you know, we shouldn't be too attached to things like entertainment and things like that. And also to watch out, have modification of our inclination that might lead us into any bad habit. So that's basically the last time what we talked about is about devotion and purification. That's the part one of the introduction to the devout life. Part two, we will spend a bit longer time into that, is mainly about prayer. And first of all, it's about the prayer that we can call mental prayer, or quite often mental prayer is practiced in the way of meditation. So it's prayer of the heart. So I don't go into a sequence, I will actually jump here and there from the part two. But you know, in the part two of St. Francis de Sales' Introduction to the Devout Life, he really recommends that people do meditation or mental prayer in the morning when the mind is more alert. So that's the time he recommends a mental prayer or meditation. Now, when he recommends that it's a longer period of time. You know, he was talking about something like half an hour or an hour of meditation. But you know, I would say that one of the things that I will recommend is that a simple way, if we can have 15 minutes of meditation, you know, every day, that will be a good practice. 15 minutes is Saint Teresa of Avila, she ready to pledge eternal salvation for anybody who would making a mental prayer every day for 15 minutes. So that's Saint Teresa of Avila. She is ready to guarantee salvation for anybody who will spend 15 minutes every day in mental prayer. And also think about our little Fatima. She also asked people to spend 15 minutes of mental prayer, meditation with her Immaculate Heart, to think about the 15 mysteries of the Rosary on the first Saturday of the month in reparation for sin. And so 15 minutes of meditation is a simple practice that we can easily do. And if during the day we pray the Rosary or Divine Mercy, then, you know, those prayer combined with the 15 minutes meditation will be almost close to an hour, you know. So in that way, we still can do an hour meditation, but maybe not all at once, but a little 15 minutes here, and then some other time we do a decade or 2 decades or 5 decades of the Rosary, and then the Divine Mercy, 7 minutes, you know. So that was also, those prayer, if done properly, they also become mental prayer and meditation. But let's go back to the 15 minutes meditation, because you know the Rosary usually will focus on the 20 mysteries of the Rosary. Divine Mercy, quite often when you pray, you may focus on the Passion of Jesus. But there are also some other topics that we can meditate on. There are some other topics that we can meditate on. And so those topics, we can use that 15 minutes to meditate on different subjects, different topics, different themes that can help us to appreciate the faith, but also help us to love God by the help of other mysteries. So quite often, to prepare for our meditation, book can be really helpful. To have a meditation book is something really helpful. Some people, they might simply use the reading of the Mass. You know, every day for weekday Masses, there is reading. There are reading. So some people, they might use the weekday readings to prepare for their meditation for the next day. They might read ahead, you know, what is the next day reading of Mass, read that beforehand and pick the point for meditation. But actually, there are some books that are written mainly for meditation. And for the English speaking, I would recommend a few books, you know. One is the In Conversation with God. It's 7 volumes, and the priest who wrote that 7 volumes In Conversation with God was Opus Dei. So when those writings would be, a lot of spirituality would be influenced by Saint Jose Maria Escrivá, whom we talked about a couple of times ago. And then another book is called Divine Intimacy. It's by a Carmelite priest. The Carmelite priest, his name is Father Gabriel of Saint Mary Magdalene. So it is a beautifully written book, Divine Intimacy, and it's also quite a lot of topics on the spiritual life and on the faith. When Father Gabriel wrote that book, it was before Vatican II, so it's a 1-volume book based on the liturgical calendar of the time. After the council, because of a bit of the change of the liturgical calendar, they also have a bit of an update version of the Divine Intimacy in 4 volumes. So either one is good. You can use the 1 volume based on the old calendar, or the 4 volume based on the new calendar. And the new one is basically based on the old version anyway. And then another set of books is by the Paulist. A publisher, is the Biblical Meditation. It's based on the reading, basically based on the daily readings. It's written by a priest of the Passionist Order, and it have a couple of volumes in the ordinary time, and then a volume on Advent and Lent, Advent and Christmas, and I think there's 1 volume on Lent and 1 Easter. So it's a few different volumes. Of that set of book called the Biblical Meditation. So those are the few set of meditation book in English that can be good to use. So what will we? So and all 3 set, they based on the liturgical calendar. They based on, you know, Advent, Lent, Ordinary Time. Sometimes they also have the special meditation based on the feast day of the saint. Like in Conversation with God, there is a couple volume, based on the saints, the feast day, and then also Divine Intimacy have a number of meditation based on the special dates of the year. That's a feast day. Anyhow, so a good way to do is that the day before, in the evening or at night time, to read ahead of the next day meditation and try to highlight some point that you want to use for meditation. Because the material they give in those books can be sufficient for more than 15 minutes. And they can, even if you meditate for half an hour, that will be sufficient information there. So you want to pick the point so that you can use that effectively for 15 minutes meditation. So the next day, when you have your meditation, You know, some people, they would do well to meditate in the morning when the mind is more alert. But of course, some people, they might be more alert at night time. You know, there's always two kinds of people. Some are morning people, some are night people. Afternoon is a tough time to meditate. You know, afternoon is more tough. So morning, evening can be the best time to meditate. And so meditation doesn't matter where you do it. Some people, they might do it in the church. Some people, they might do it in the quiet of their room. Some people, they might do it in their garden. Some people, they might walking or even in transportation, doesn't make any difference. So it is whatever works for you. And then also, of course, the posture is also whatever works for you. Some people, they can be sitting down or kneeling down. Some people, they might be pacing around. You know, in monastery, often they have a garden the monk can walk around and meditate. You know, some people, their mind work well when they are walking around, you know. So it's also whatever works for you, the place and the posture. And of course, the time, whatever time works for you. St. Francis de Sales recommend the morning. Many people find the morning is the best time to meditate. Some people, they might find otherwise, maybe in the evening. So, but if the 15 minutes meditation is a good practice, so during the 15 minutes, what do you do? Usually, you can divide it into three parts. The preparation part, the meditation part, and the conclusion part. So the preparation is, you place yourself in the presence of God, and then you ask God for blessing of your meditation. That's how you start the meditation. That's the preparation. You know, you did the remote preparation already the night before of preparing the point for meditation. So now the immediate preparation is at the beginning of the 15 minutes, you place yourself in the presence of God and you ask God to bless your meditation. St. Francis de Sales suggests four things we can do to place ourselves in the presence of God. The first one is to remember, to recall that God is everywhere. That's a simple way to place yourself in the presence of God. The second way to do it is to recall especially that God is present in our mind and heart. The third way to think about is that to think about Jesus in heaven, and he is looking down from heaven to everybody on earth. And finally, is to imagine that Jesus is right beside you. But St. Francis also pointed out that if you are in the church, you don't have to imagine Jesus actually there in the Blessed Sacrament. So we place ourselves in the presence of God and ask God for blessing. And then we can start the meditation. So the meditation depends on what kind of subject you are meditating on. Some of the subject can be more abstract than you think about, you reflect on, then think about that. But some of the subject can be a bit more concrete, materially. You know, if you think about a particular gospel scene, then you can practice what is called the composition of place. So you can use your imagination a bit. Let's say you're thinking about the Annunciation. You can composition a place. You think about the house in Nazareth. And then you think about in that place, who were there? Mary praying. The angel Gabriel coming. And then you think about what they are exchanging word. What are they saying? The word. And then you think about what are they doing? And what virtues you can imitate from that. So you use your imagination to think about the place, the people, the word, the action. And then you think about the virtues that you can imitate. So that's a simple way that you can use to meditate on many of the mysteries of the Rosary too. And so And then you think about those mysteries. Now, one of the important things to remember is meditation, that kind of thinking, And the simple reflection or study have a different. When you study, you want to know something for your benefit. But you, when you meditate or doing mental prayer, you want to have affection for God, to love God through meditation. So, St. Teresa of Avila will be teaching people that, you know, meditation or mental prayer is consists not in thinking much, but in loving much, to love much. So meditation is something that leads to affections for God and also resolutions, to make some resolutions to do something good in your life. So that's what the meditation should lead you to, affection and resolution. So let's say if you are, the night before, you have prepared 5-6 points for meditation. In the second point already, you feel the presence of God.